Tom Brady joins us on a Patriot Monday. Scott Zolak, Mike Felger. Tom, how are you? Good morning.
What's up, guys? Good to talk to you.
That's what I'm talking about. Game week, baby. About time.
You know this, though. Everybody's excited for this week. I think it's a tough preseason when you don't win a game. So I think everybody's excited to get into the regular season and get working on KC. So.
Well, it's a tough preseason when we don't see Tom Brady. So I think we're going to see Tom Brady this week, correct?
I sure hope so. I'm hoping to be out there.
Can I ask you something now, honestly, Tom? Do you know
what's up, Mikey?
Yeah, don't lie.
How you doing? Do you know when you're not allowed to say, which is totally cool? You know, that's the way y'all do business. We accept that. Do you know whether you're playing or not, and you're just not saying, or do you honestly not know?
Injuries are always tough with everybody because, you know, you can make a bunch of predictions and then go out there on Friday afternoon and something not feel right and you don't play. So no matter what you say on Monday or Tuesday, it really doesn't matter. So I think the safest thing to say is always you're hoping to play and you're hoping to be out there with the team. And like I said, we got a whole week of practice. So everybody's got to go out and see how they respond. Guys who haven't been out there, guys who have been on the injured list or on injury report, and especially me who hasn't played in four preseason games. So all the treatment that I've been getting has been for this particular week, and just like everybody else. And I'm hoping that we have a full roster of guys. That remains to be seen. So, you know, like I said, I think the best thing that could be said is you know, that I am feeling a lot better, and hopefully I'm feeling good enough to go out there if the doctor let me play.
Tom, you talk about the roster and that full roster. Obviously, final cuts were made this past week. And any shocks to you, maybe like a Chad Jackson?
Well, I think the great part about playing on the Patriots is when you feel like you make the team. And Kevin Falk and I talked about this. When you feel like you make the team, you feel like you've done a lot of really good things and you've really earned a spot, because you're not going to be on this team if Coach Belichick doesn't think you can contribute. So there's a lot of good players who have made the team. Everybody who's made the team has earned that right and earned that spot. You don't make this team not being a good football player, not being the kind of football player that our coach is looking for. So the guys who didn't make it, some of our very good football players like Chad Jackson and he's one of a several guys. But as you know, there's only 53 guys. And when there's 53 guys, it gets very competitive at certain spots. Receiver was a very competitive spot. And I think the important thing is for all of us to learn great lessons that you can't ever stop working. You can't ever stop trying to find a role for yourself. Because once you don't find a role for yourself on the team, then you are expendable. And everybody wants to be a part of this team and play, and it's just not the reality for everybody.
You know, it just seemed with him, Tom, the physical gifts for Chad Jackson were obvious, but it just seemed like he never mentally got on the same page with you. And you've seen, you know, the guys that you click with mentally, it's obvious when you do. A Troy Brown, a Wes Welker, a Randy Moss, you know, a Deion Branch. Those things are self-evident, even to a layman just watching you. And you with Chad Jackson, it was never there. It never felt like it was there, Tom.
Yeah, and Chad worked extremely hard. He worked hard to be ready to be prepared to play, and he was behind some guys that were really spectacular players. So you never know. Chad could be back here at some point, and I think that, like I said, he's worked extremely hard over the last few off seasons to put himself in a position to compete. It's just we've got a lot of really good players.
Okay, Tom, back to you. So you haven't played any preseason games this year. We've seen you on the practice field a little bit. As you hit here into September, how do you feel in terms of your timing with the offense? Do you feel that you've lost something not being out there through August?
I think it's very valuable to play in the preseason, and it was never my intention to not be out there. And just the way things happened this year for me, throughout the preseason practices, it really limited my ability to go out there and play in all the games. So the timing is always important. The timing, it takes work, and it takes work on the practice field to get up to speed with all the other guys. And I'm going to really try to do that this week to see what I'm capable of and see how well of an offense we can put out there, because offensive football, you need all 11 guys. And the offensive line, having those guys out there, having those guys work together, we haven't even had much of an opportunity for those guys as a unit to be out there at the same time. The receiver group, the same thing, and myself not being out there. So it's obvious we got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of work to do in a lot of areas. Some of the things I'm sure will come back to us pretty quickly. Some things won't. And we're going to have to do our best to get up to speed as fast as we can. So we can get playing at a level that we're all, and we have been used to. So we got 4 days of practice today, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to do it. And I hope it's good enough for the weekend.
Tom, as you enter the 08 season here, and outside, regardless of whatever injury it is that you may or may not have, mentally, you know, grade this year going into it, how do you feel personally, and more or less, what is it that drives you at this point of your career?
Well, I'm feeling very good. I think I was talking last night with a friend of mine, and I said every year I feel like things get a little bit more efficient, and when you watch film now, it doesn't take you as long to break down the film as it used to. So I can get through 3 or 4 games in a couple hours where that used to take 6 hours. And you can hopefully use all your time really efficiently, really wisely, so that you're the most prepared you can be. And you can spend the time doing the things that you think you need to do. So I'm feeling I'm really motivated by winning. And for me, that never changes. It hasn't changed since I was a little kid. And when you don't have the opportunity to go out and play like I did in the preseason, I'm really itching to be out there. And I'm hoping that I can go out there and make a big difference for this team. And winning these games is tough to do. And for our team, who's experienced last season where we won every game up to the Super Bowl, that's a great motivator. And we played in a very high level on offense, and that's a great motivator. So winning is the ultimate goal for all of us. And I think for everybody who's been a part of winning seasons and winning teams and winning championships, it's the greatest feeling that you can experience is winning, just continuing to win.
That's kind of what I was getting to, because, you know, when you look at it and you break things down, whether it's individually or whether it's your offensive groupings, you know, hard to say we're going to go out and hit that same number, or I'm going to throw those 50 touchdowns that I did last year, because you have goals that are written down when you get inside that room, whether it's 65% on third down, you know, whether it's trying to rush the ball for 4.5 yards. How does Josh deal with that now that you guys have kind of set that bar so high, and it's kind of to what Randy talked about, that sense of nervousness, because how do we do what we did last year?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, Zoe, that's a great point. And every year is different, too. And last year, what we experienced on offense was the best offense that's on the field in terms of points scored and touchdowns scored and all the things that we did, which was great. But at the end, the idea is to just score one more point than the other team. And in 2001, we scored 21 points a game and won the Super Bowl. Last year, we scored 37, 38, and we didn't accomplish that. So the idea is to score more points than the other team, and there's a lot of ways to do that. And every year is going to be different. When you lose particular players on an offense and you don't have the depth that you had before, you can't sustain the injuries. And You can't sustain the injuries and just fill guys in and expect them to perform at the same level as the starters. So this offense is going to be different than last year. And guys on the offensive line have been injured. We've had receivers that have been in and out. Tight ends have been in and out. So that cohesiveness that you need to and the continuity that you need so that everybody's on the same page. We haven't had that as much, and we'll see how that affects us. I hope it doesn't affect us much, but at the same time, we had very high expectations for us, so at times it could be a bit frustrating. I'm just hoping we score in at this point, and I know that we'll be a very smart team. I know that we'll be a very well-coached team, and you know, I hope that we can go out and play physical and play tough. And if we do that, then I think we're all going to be happy with the kind of outcomes that these games are.
Tom, there's been some curiosity out there as to where you've been during some of these games. I mean, obviously not playing, but I think everyone's sort of used to seeing you on the sidelines there, working with the younger quarterbacks and being, you know, being a presence there on the sidelines, and we haven't seen you in these games. Any reason why you've been there or haven't been there? Have you been there and we've not seen you?
Well, that was the first one. The second one, I was instructed not to be there. The third game, I had a very personal situation I had to take care of. And then the last game, I was told I didn't need to be at.
So when you say when you're instructed not to be there, what's the reason for that, if you don't mind me asking?
To stay off my feet.
Injury related.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's Tampa game.
Well, I mean, I mean, you stand up there on the sideline for 5 hours when you're not playing.
The whole thing about you as an offense having to come in this year, having assumed that defenses across the board are going to do things that take away what you did well last year, and you have to be ready from week one to make that adjustment to what defenses are doing to you. And without giving away too much of the playbook, can you describe what you think you'll have to do as an offense?
Yeah, that's a big part of our self-study that we did in offseason, and we've seen the things that are more effective against our offense, and we try to counter those things. So there was a lot of emphasis this offseason put on what we need to do as an offense through on the things that were defenses were on last year to close down, and what we can anticipate over the year. So we spent the last 4 months on that, and we made some very good and I think significant changes to what we're doing, still understanding what we do well. So it's one thing to where I think teams are going to have to show us what they're going to do to stop us. And the thing about football is offensively, if you go and execute well at everything, it's really hard for them to stop you. So we even throughout the course of last season, it's not like through week 10 teams didn't know what we were doing and what we were capable of. We were still trying to go out and execute. Some teams played us better than others, but going into this season, I think there is a greater awareness by our team of how defenses are going to try to play us. When you have a guy like Randy and Wes and Jabbar, and we can run the ball, all those factors, teams have to pick their spots. And we understand that, and we got to pick our spots.
And that basically comes down to talent, Tom, and that's kind of what I wanted to get to is, you know, you guys are, in essence, somewhat loaded on offense. Earlier in your career, Charlie Weiss had that great knack of if something wasn't working for you guys on one series, he would counter with something that maybe you guys haven't worked on or defenses haven't seen in, you know, the prior three games. Now that you guys have all this talent, is it fair to say that you almost stick with what works for you guys instead of having to counter? And not to be critical of the guys you had before, but, you know, you didn't have the type of talent that you have now that you're throwing to.
Yeah, back in those days, you're right. We did exactly that. We tried to
smoke and mirror it a little bit, you know.
Yeah, and every week was something different. And I'd say this: the best defense that I ever played against in my career was the Miami Dolphins back in the early 2000s with Jason Terry. I mean, they had everybody, and they played one defense the entire game, and they lined up in the same front. It was the same coverage, and you know, I threw for like 70 yards. You know, on like three occasions. And they just did what they did so well that it didn't matter what the offense was trying to do. You just couldn't do anything against that defense because you couldn't block Jason Taylor and you couldn't get open versus those corners. And the linebackers covered the back so well. And it was so frustrating because you knew what they were going to do. And at times I think for us, I'd love to accomplish something like that, that we're doing what we do so well that it doesn't matter what a defense does. And they get frustrated, and they understand going into the game, all right, we're going to do our best to kind of slow these guys down. So I would, for our offense, that would be the most flattering thing, to do what we do, and hopefully, you know, teams will understand that and get frustrated by us continuing to execute what we do, and that makes it very challenging for them. And then you can throw some new wrinkles in there, which even makes it more challenging. So we got to continue to do the things that we've been doing and do them better, as well as incorporate other things to take advantage of what we think the defenses are going to do to try to stop us.
Tom, that being said about Miami, is that why that win with the OT pass to Troy Brown, you know, as far as big wins, I've never seen that much emotion, not only from the staff but from you guys. Was that win that big down in Miami because Miami, you know, you've had some problems with that team in the past?
Yeah, we always, I mean, we struggled so many times with trying to find a way to throw the ball against those guys. And throwing for 70 yards, 79 yards, 72 yards. And it was very frustrating because every week, every time we go in to play them, we think, God, we got a really great plan this week. This is how we're going to do it. And we try it out, and they kick our ass. It was incredible. And that particular game when I threw it to Troy, it was the first time that I think we really moved the ball consistently against them. And it was the first time we beat them in Miami in a long time. So that was awesome. I remember that game, the celebration after that game. It was great. And, you know, I'm hoping that's, like I said, that's probably the best part about playing is to put all that effort into that one particular game and then see it turn out the way that we had hoped.
Tommy, real quick, what do you see from Kansas City on film?
Well, they complement each other well, I think, but their defense. They've got a very big defensive line and very big athletic linebackers. They all run really well, and they got a rookie corner who's very physical, and they got Patrick Surtain who was on one of those Miami defenses, yep, I was talking about. So we got a work cut out for us. It's a challenging scheme. I think they do enough things on defense to keep you off balance on offense, and I think they're skilled enough to really cause problems for you. So we got our hands full with blocking them, and we got our hands full with getting open. So it's got to be a great week of preparation for us, and I hope we go out and perform a lot better than we played in the past month.
And that's the question. Is there any uneasiness over the way these preseason games went, or are you among the group of guys who think that come the real games, you can just flip that switch and you'll be the Patriots again?
No, I think everybody's shown a bit of concern. I think everybody's shown that we got a lot of issues we need to fix. And I think the important thing is to go out and realize the only thing that I can do as quarterback is play quarterback. And I got to trust that the left tackle, Matt Wright, is going to do his job. I got to trust that the running backs are going to do their job. And I think the most important thing is that we all trust each other and we do our job. And if you do that and you have trust in your teammate, then I think we can get things corrected. But the problem is if you never do the right thing, you can't ever coach off of things that you're not doing right, because the coach says, I didn't even teach you that, so how can I correct you? You got to do the things that the coach is teaching us. And that starts with me, that starts with everybody. And, It's been a frustrating month of football for everybody. I know for Coach Belichick, it's been very frustrating for him. And I think as a team, we've got to understand the challenges we face and the change that we need to make. Because I don't want this next month of football to go the same way that the past month of football went.
Once again, to sum up the injury situation, you're not sure, hopeful. Where do you think you're going to be today out there on the practice field, and where do you think you'll be there on Sunday?
Well, I'm like I said, I'm hoping to play, and sometimes these choices aren't up to me. So sometimes they're up to things that are out of my control. And no matter how much I want to play, sometimes the doctor says no, you can't play. And you know, I'm hoping to be out there. I certainly am, and it's been important for me to have my teammates know that I'm a very dependable player for them. And I hope this week's no different.
What's up with Michigan in home openers?
Oh man, it's so disappointing to watch that team. It is just embarrassing. I watch USC; they look like they could beat some NFL teams. I see Michigan, and we can't beat Division I AA teams.
Just no support from, like, alumni, or is it just, you know?
I wish that was. It doesn't matter how much we support them. I've tried that for a long time. We sucked.
Tom, stay healthy. Have a great year again, bud.
All right, guys. Take care. See you, Mike.
All right, Tom. Good luck this week. Thanks for the chat. Nice, long, extended chat there from Tom Brady.